Welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you real quick. Kevin McCarthy having a hard time trying to secure the Speaker of the House position. Five Republicans still saying that they're not going to vote for him, including our own Congressman Matt Gaetz. So Kevin McCarthy has apparently offered concessions to the detractors with a House rules package that he's hoping will ease concerns. Ukraine strikes Russian forces in the Donbas region, the deadliest attack in months, and Jeremy Renner, the actor, has extensive injuries. He's in critical yet stable condition following a snow plowing accident that happened yesterday where his snowplow ran over his leg. Back to Kevin McCarthy. The concerns with the with Kevin McCarthy from the quote detractors is that he will just continue the failures of the Republicans from the past years as well as recent years. And so they want some change in order to see if that can, can shake things up a little bit. I totally agree. I got to be honest, though. I think the bigger concern to me was Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell has been in leadership for much longer than Kevin McCarthy and has had, in my opinion, many more failures to get things accomplished and done. So either way, I think both leaders need to get going. But, on that level, being Speaker of the House, being Senate Majority Leader or Minority Leader, whatever it is, being the leader of the party, it's actually more about it's more about them securing financing than it is about anything else. It's more about them being able to secure financing and re-election re-election funds and things like that than it is about are they good leaders. And that's unfortunate, but that's the truth of the matter right there. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. So I was going to get into this story here. A Florida federal judge has sentenced the owner here in Florida of a farm to 10 years in prison for forced labor charges. Yeah, so, we talk about human trafficking all the time, and oftentimes we think of it like with sex trafficking. Well, this is a situation where this guy brought people in legally using the H-2A agriculture visa, but then he took their passports from them, charged them exorbitant fees and other fees. And then he did not pay them a fair wage and threatened to deport them if they didn't keep working. Apparently, they were also forced to labor under inhumane conditions. Don't really know what those are, but added debts to them, basically making them indentured servants. In 2022, this guy was basically creating indentured servants. And apparently this happens a lot more than what you and I are aware of. And he forced them or compelled them to work in Florida, Kentucky, Indiana, Georgia, North Carolina. So he has now been sentenced to 55 to 118 months in prison after he pled guilty to conspiracy under the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, or RICO, and conspiracy to commit forced labor. So 10 years in prison for those charges. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major accidents to report. I-10, I-110 looking good throughout Pensacola, as well as 98. Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre not seeing any major slowdowns. We do have some slight delays on Navarre Parkway. That's 98 right near the Navarre Beach Causeway. Those slowdowns are going to be in the eastbound direction as you get closer to the causeway and near 87. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Here's a crazy story. This, there was, January 1st, a lot of states have new laws that go into place. We talked last hour about Mia's law that went into place here in Florida. That's going to protect tenants' rights and also just protect tenants from maybe maintenance workers who have a background in sex abuse and things like that. So that passed. Well, California has some crazy laws that got into place. Here's some of them. Sanctuary state. They, as of today, they are a sanctuary state for transgender kids. What? Yeah. So transgender kids can have sanctuary there. I didn't realize they were going to need that kind of stuff. COVID misinformation law. This one requires California's Medical Licensing Board to take disciplinary action against any doctors who are involved with the dissemination of misinformation related to COVID. Disinformation based on what? Based on who? Decriminalizing jaywalking because of racism. They call it the Freedom to Walk Act. They allege that jaywalking is racial-based crime. They passed a law that allows nurses to perform abortions without a doctor. Okay. Decriminalizes loitering for the purpose of prostitution. Prostitution's still illegal in California, but loitering for the purpose of that is not. I don't know. And then they have a state control. Actually one here that's on hold. State control of fast food restaurants. The courts have blocked this so far, but what it was going to do is going to create a 10-person panel that their job is to regulate the fast food industry. They would set the wages for all fast food restaurants in the state. They would create the working conditions for the fast food industry. But like I said, this has been suspended by the courts thus far. And just got another one here. There was another bill allowing private citizens to sue for gun violations. It was partially blocked by a judge. This would allow private citizens to sue each other over alleged violations of the state's gun laws. The judge has blocked this, like I said, but yeah, these are some of the laws that went down in California. And they want to know why they're losing population by the thousands every year. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're talking about one of the top stories is Kevin McCarthy having a hard time trying to secure enough votes in order to get the Speaker of the House position. But he has offered some concessions to the detractors. And I was saying, both Kevin McCarthy and particularly for me, Mitch McConnell is even worse. And Mitch McConnell sailed to the reelection. And, you know, we look at it and go, but they don't get stuff done. And even when they had control of the Republican House, Republican Senate, and Republican White House, they still didn't get stuff done. So, you know, don't you think that means we need a change? But the thing is we got to understand the people who are voting for them know that what their main job is to do is not really to get legislation passed, it's to help them all get reelected. And those two individuals have done a really good job of getting people reelected, so they want to keep voting them back in as the leaders. Got a text here, the GOP in the swamp is a mess. They will definitely screw up the majority. There is no clear leader, unlike the Democrats who have Schumer who calls the shots. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. I'm Joe Ford. A 19-year-old Maine man is being charged with attempted murder after allegedly attacking three New York City police officers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. The suspected attacker, Trevor Bickford, remains in the hospital after he was shot in the shoulder. The three cops have been released from the hospital. The disgraced young crypto king is set to plead not guilty to fraud charges. Sam Bankman-Fried, the former CEO of FTX, who's accused of stealing billions from customers since 2019, will plead not guilty in New York tomorrow. Missouri is set to execute the first openly transgender death row inmate for the first time in U.S. history. Amber McLaughlin is set to die by lethal injection tomorrow after her conviction in 2003 on first-degree murder, rape, and aggravated assault charges. And the New Year's holiday typically reserved for college football, and there's been quite a number of good games on today, but the big one is in the NFL, Monday Night Football. The Bills and the Bengals taking on in Cincinnati tonight. Kickoff set for 7:30 our time to give enough room for the Rose Bowl game, which is going on right now. That's a good one, Bobby. 21-14 Penn State right now. Earlier today, Tulane scored 16 points in the last 4 minutes to knock off USC.
I saw that. After you brought it up before, I looked up the stats on it and the whole thing, and I saw 16 points in the last 4 minutes. That's an upset right there. I mean, it was already upset anyway for them winning, but
right,
the fact that they did it that way, pretty fantastical. So got some interesting college football games going on. But like you said, I mean, I've been telling some people, I feel like the Bills, man, they've got a really good shot to make the Super Bowl this year. But then here's the Bengals, who are quietly playing very well. And so both of them are playing against each other tonight. This is a big game tonight in the NFL.
Yeah, it's a big game because it really sets up next week the potential of three teams, those two along with the Chiefs, vying for the number one seed, which right now the Chiefs have, only because the Bills haven't played yet. So if the Bills beat the Bengals tonight in Cincinnati, they would go back into the lead for the tiebreaker. But what's interesting is both the Bills and the Bengals have beaten the Chiefs this year. So it's it's shaping up to be a really fun playoff season in the AFC, which, you know, we kind of all thought that, you know, with the quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Justin Herbert in Los Angeles too, you know, the AFC playoffs are going to be quite the show this year. And that's not to say anything about the fact that Aaron Rodgers is a game away from making it into the playoffs after they were 4-8. So, I mean,
yeah,
it's
exactly
a lot it's going on.
Yeah, very bizarre season as we've got. There's actually going to be teams with losing records in the playoffs, right? The way it's
yeah, well, the NFL, right, you know, the NFL, I mean, say what you will about them. They rarely make wrong moves when it comes to scheduling and just drama and things like that. And, you know, a few years back, they went to the last week of the regular season featuring only divisional games. And, you know, with the addition of the seventh team in the playoffs each year, you've got more teams involved. You've got you've got division titles at stake going into the last week. Because, you know, I remember, you know, it wasn't all that long ago, but week 18, you know, nobody played anybody. It was just a complete waste of time. And the NFL said, yeah, we're done with that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that too. So let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking accident-free. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. And Highway 90 throughout Pensacola. That's 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway showing no slowdowns. And Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge is moving smoothly. We do have a lot of dense fog throughout the area, so use some caution, especially on those major highways. But if you see something else or see an accident and have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, got an update here on businesses and where they are migrating to. That comes up next right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Just a reminder, coming up this Friday is the Mardi Gras season's kickoff, the Pensacola Mardi Gras. It's going to be a static parade with the blessing of the floats in downtown Pensacola. Come check out the Mardi Gras cruise and stick around for the cutting of the cake. And so it'll be right around 6 o'clock in front of Seville Quarter. So be sure to check that out. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Remember this year, or sorry, 2022, last year, about halfway through the year, Governor Newsom started putting ads out there in Florida, here in our state. So the governor of California was running ads in Florida, and we were thinking, is this some sort of like campaign thing for president? You know, what is this? Well, instead, they were ads trying to encourage people to, and businesses particularly, to relocate from Florida to California. And he was trying to show how California was the better place to be. And the way he was trying to advocate for it was by criticizing the lack of regulation in the state of Florida, right? Remember that? All right, so the results are in. 2022 saw more businesses relocate to Florida from California. That's right. So he was trying to encourage businesses to leave Florida to go to California. Instead, what's happened this year is businesses left California and came to Florida. Now, in full disclosure, they mostly went to Texas. Several companies relocated to Texas, but several companies relocated to Florida as well. And so we've continued to see this outflow, this out-migration of not just individuals, but businesses from California over their extremely high taxes and extreme regulation. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting or calling. And that is 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Top three stories here before we get to your sports hit. And then, of course, we have today's sign of the apocalypse as well. So we've been talking about this off and on. Kevin McCarthy. He doesn't have quite enough votes to get Speaker of the House. There's some defectors or detractors, I guess you'd say, in the Republican Party, including our own Congressman Matt Gaetz. And he has now offered concessions to the detractors with House rules package, hoping that he can finalize and secure the nomination. Ukraine has struck Russian forces in the Donbas region. It's the deadliest attack in months. And according to Ukraine, and actually Russia has come out and said that there was 63 service members who were killed in those strikes. Then we've got here the last story. Jeremy Renner, the actor, he's in critical condition. Yet he is in stable condition after having a snowplow run over his leg. And this is like I was thinking, I was misinformed earlier. I was thinking it was a snow blower, but no, it's actually like a snowplow with like tracks and a plow in the front. It's got a cab for you to sit in and drive it. And for whatever reason, for however reason, he somehow ran over his own leg, and it needed a tourniquet in order to like stop the bleeding. They ended up air flighting him to a hospital. Like, my word. So hopefully he ends up being okay. I'd love to hear the details about how that happened in the first place. It's very, very bizarre. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Your sports hit here. Monday Night Football, big game tonight on ABC, ESPN, and ESPN2. Buffalo Bills, 12-3, taking on the Cincinnati Bengals, 11-4. So pretty big one right here. NBA underway right now. The Lakers are beating the Charlotte Hornets by 15 points. The Chicago Bulls are beating the Cleveland Cavs by 6. Tie game between the Toronto Raptors and the Indianapolis Pacers. And the 76ers are beating the New Orleans Pelicans just by 2 points in the second quarter. And we just had the tip-off between the Spurs and the Brooklyn Nets. Earlier today, the Knicks beat the Phoenix Suns 102-83. Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight will be on NBA TV, will be the Atlanta Hawks against the Golden State Warriors. We got some bowl games going on today. Big upset with Tulane beating USC. So Tulane is ranked 16th, USC ranked 10th. Tulane ended up scoring 16 points in the last 4 minutes to win at the last minute, 46-45. Number 17, LSU crushed Purdue 63-7. And number 22, Mississippi State wanted to honor their former head coach, Mike Leach, as he passed away from a heart attack a month ago. They ended up beating Illinois 19-10 with the interim head coach. Right now, the Rose Bowl is going on, and it's the end of the third quarter. Penn State leads Utah 21-14. Penn State has the ball on their own 12-yard line right now. And so Penn State ranked 11th, Utah ranked 8th, Penn State with the 7-point lead right now. NCAA men's basketball, Rutgers is leading number one Purdue by 7 points, still 3.5 minutes left in the first half. And then Oklahoma State is leading West Virginia 26-19. Boston, the Boston Bruins beat the Pittsburgh Penguins in the Winter Classic earlier today, 2-1. Las Vegas is going to be playing Colorado tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN+, and at 9 o'clock will be Philadelphia against Anaheim. Then the Winter Classic for 2024 has been announced. It will be Seattle Kraken hosting the Las Vegas Knights in the 2024 Winter Classic. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives, and then I'll give you your sports news coming up next.
No accidents to report. I-10, I-110, checking in clear, not seeing anything to slow you down, as well as 98. Throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, we have posted speeds. If you see something else on the roads, just call into the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. In sports news, Tennessee Titans going with Joshua Dobbs. He's the quarterback they picked up last week, just 3 games before their Thursday night football game. I guess they feel like he played well enough. They're going to go with him over their draft pick, Malik Willis, as Ryan Tannehill is out. So this is a big game for the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars coming up. They've flexed the game to Saturday. So the NFL did. So they moved the game to Saturday. It's basically an AFC South title game. Whoever wins is going to win the AFC South. Tennessee Titans or the Jacksonville Jaguars. Titans, by the way, have lost 6 in a row. At one point, they looked like they were going to win the AFC South pretty free and clear and easily. And they were one of the top teams in the AFC. And then they've lost 6 in a row, including one to Jacksonville. So they really need to turn this thing around. Playoff-bound Tampa Bay Buccaneers are still going to play their starters this week, even though they're already in the playoffs. They just want to keep their players warm. Jim Harbaugh of the University of Michigan. Jim or John, I can't remember. John Harbaugh, he's going to jump to the NFL if he gets an offer. And there's already 3 teams who are looking at a head coach position. McNally, he's the first NFL first NFL official in the Hall of Fame. He passed away today at the age of 97. He was instrumental in getting the instant replay going. Martina Navratilova, the tennis star, she is announced that she has 2 forms of cancer, throat and lung cancer. But she said it's been caught early enough. She's hoping that they'll be able to get rid of it. And Alabama Crimson Tide has going to have some stars going to the NFL, as they always do. Quarterback Bryce Young, linebacker Will Anderson, and running back Jahmyr Gibbs have all declared for the NFL draft. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
In 2022, gender identity became a big issue, and throughout the year, different communities and states began to grant different, I guess, designations of gender. And so here's just some of them that you could use depending on where you live. First one, I can't even say this one on air. Gender F, like the F word. Just what gender are you? I'm gender F. It was given as an option in San Francisco's Guaranteed Income for Transgender People program. That's right. If you classify yourself as a gender F, then you could, and you make less than $600 per month, then you could get guaranteed monthly payments. So weird. What is a gender F? It's defined as an expression that is intentionally fluid. No clear designation in terms of perceived gender. So in other words, you purposely don't want to declare your gender, so you're a gender F. Weird. Demigirl. This is an option in Oregon now. Girls can identify as a demigirl. Weird. A Mahoukaine, another Oregon department, is described as someone who is in between both masculine and feminine spirits. Butch, that's pretty simple, right? It's in the San Francisco's gift program, masculine-related identity. A gray gender, that refers to an individual who feels they have a gender but are only mildly interested in expressing it. So you feel like you have a gender, you're just not sure if you want to share what your gender is, so you're a gray gender. A pan gender is something else you can identify as. It's a fluid. It's basically you can switch between genders, pan gender. Okay, a brother boy. Cis. In New York, you can identify as X, just X. Non-binary. ENBY. Oxford Dictionary says it's another term for non-binary. Okay, weird. I'm NB, not trans. I'm NB. Agender. What? You're lacking a gender, so you're agender. And then, I can't believe this one is here, but in San Francisco's gift program, guaranteed income payment program, you can just identify as the F word that describes gay people. You know, the F word that rhymes with maggot. Yeah, you could say you're that, and you could get guaranteed income. So that's just some of the new genders that people are identifying as of 2022. That's your so bizarre. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Yeah, Bobby, the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students could be back in Idaho as soon as tomorrow. Brian Koberger was arrested last week in Pennsylvania. According to his attorney, he's not expected to fight extradition. Oscar-nominated actor Jeremy Renner is reported to be in critical but stable condition after a snowplow accident. Renner's rep says the 51-year-old was involved in a weather-related accident while plowing snow on Sunday. Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot, it's going up. It's estimated to be worth about $785 million after nobody won over the weekend. And Prince Harry defending his decision to speak out about the royal family and British press in previews for two new interviews set to air Sunday. Prince Harry says there has, quote, been absolutely no willingness to reconcile on the part of the royal family, as well as accusations they refuse to speak privately.
Yeah, I saw that as well. So, going back with the extradition of the Idaho suspect, is it tomorrow that he's going to be in front of the judge, or is it the day after that?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, because basically we're having to wait for him to be in front of a judge before they're going to give us additional information.
I believe that's about, correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people are waiting for that, yeah. You know. But all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So the Guy Fieri, the food critic, right? He did Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and he's been all over the country. So with that, he's put together a list of what he thinks is the best restaurant, at least that he has tried, in each state. Now, in our state, it's some place called Seven Bites in Orlando. S-E-7-E-N. Seven Bites, so never heard of it. But in Alabama, it's actually in Fairhope, so very close to us. It's a restaurant called Sunset Point. It's right on the water, run by a man named Panini Pete. And it looks like a pretty good place. So if you want one of the best restaurants in the state of Alabama, if you happen to be over by Fairhope area sometime, go check out Sunset Point. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No accidents to report. I-10 and I-110 are looking good throughout Pensacola. We do have a dense fog advisory in effect, so it's very foggy on the road. So just keep that in mind as you are driving tonight. 29 and 90 looking good, as well as Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Sunset Point is the top restaurant, according to Guy Fieri over in Alabama. But I was looking at another thing. Somebody went through Google reviews to try to find the top rated fast food chain in each state. So which one had the best ratings? By far, Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A ranks first overall. They have the top rated spot in 34 different states. Surprisingly to me, Papa John's ranked last. It was the lowest rated, has the lowest Google ratings out of in 16 states out of the fast food restaurants. Chick-fil-A is also the top rated chicken spot in almost every state. Raising Cane's ranks higher in Alaska and Hawaii. And the three lowest rated are KFC's, Popeyes, and then Wingstop. America's favorite fast food burger spot is Five Guys. So Five Guys was tops in most states. Here in our state, it's actually Culver's. Culver's ranks tops here. But McDonald's and Burger King receive the worst reviews on Google. For pizza, Papa Murphy's gets the most stars in most states. Marco's Pizza also ranks very high. And in six states, I thought it was just one state, but after looking at the numbers again in one of the commercial breaks, in six states, Chuck E. Cheese has the top-rated pizza place in six states. Chuck E. Cheese. That ranks higher than Papa John's. It ranks higher than, like, Pizza Hut. It ranks higher than Marco's Pizza or Papa Murphy's. Well, what? And these are all in the Northeast, too, when I looked at it. It's like Maryland and Massachusetts, so I don't know. Something must be. These are the places where, like, you know, you got New York-style pizza and Connecticut-style pizza. That is amazing. And if they're going to a chain, they're like, well, Chuck E. Cheese for a chain. What? I don't get it.
It has to be some kind of inside joke that we're not a part of, because that just doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense. Highest rated pizza place. When it comes to Mexican-based food, Chipotle, Qdoba, Moe's, they all rank high. And they're all very similar type places. The lowest rated, Taco Bell. Well, I guess if you're comparing it to like Chipotle and Qdoba and Moe's, I can see that. So that's kind of an interesting one right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The Florida legislative session is going to begin in March 7th. And one of the new bills that's been introduced will lower the abortion ban from 15 weeks down to 12 weeks. And so far, it looks like there will be plenty of support for this when it gets if they end up debating it in the legislature. Amtrak had had a huge increase in ridership last year, according to the latest data from Amtrak. Yet, it is still not at pre-pandemic levels. Ridership reached 32.5 million people in 2019, but it's still just at 72%. It jumped up to 22.9%. So almost 10 million fewer riders than what was in 2019. So, and I was reading about this. Apparently, a lot of Amtrak riders who enjoyed riding the train, who rode it regularly, particularly in the Northeast, during the pandemic, they're just like, no, I don't want to ride that close to people and be that near people. So, ridership dropped dramatically during the pandemic and still is not quite recovered. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.